From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The leaders of France and Britain are now answering to their country's lawmakers for authorizing airstrikes on Syria Saturday alongside American warplanes. The British Prime Minister Theresa May told a packed House of Commons on Monday that it was in the national interest to prevent future chemical attacks within Syria, on the streets of the UK, or elsewhere. May is facing opposition from some of her own allies. President Trump is in the southern state of Florida, preparing for 2 days of talks with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman notes that Abe is the foreign leader whom Trump has met with and spoken to the most often during his presidency.
The two leaders share a pressing concern. North Korea, which has ballistic missiles and nuclear weapons programs in defiance of international sanctions. With an unprecedented summit being planned between Trump and Kim Jong-un, the Japanese leader wants FaceTime with the U.S. president before that critical meeting. Analysts say Abe hopes to convince Trump, if he does meet with Kim, that he not make any arrangements that could weaken the security of Japan, which is under America's nuclear umbrella and hosts thousands of U.S. military personnel. Steve Herman, VOA News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Russia has begun putting in place a ban on the popular instant messaging service Telegram. A court ruled last week that the app was in violation of Russian regulations to provide information to state security. 8 Hindu men accused of raping and killing an 8-year-old girl in January appeared in an Indian court for the first time on Monday. 4 of the 8 are police officers. They all pleaded not guilty. They'll appear in court again later this month. This is VOA News. Kenya's presidential elections ended in October, but the country's Independent Electoral Commission remains in turmoil. 3 commissioners quit their jobs Monday. They say the IEBC is dysfunctional and too vulnerable to meddling. A top IEBC administrator is under investigation for alleged financial mismanagement. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports for VOA from Nairobi.
The electoral agency's top officials were divided over how best to conduct the 2017 elections and administrative issues regarding the procurement of voting materials. Kenya's Supreme Court nullified the presidential election last August, saying the Electoral Commission did not follow the Constitution and the law. The Commission conducted another election in October. President Uhuru Kenyatta won that vote in a landslide after challenger Raila Odinga pulled out of the race. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
An American pastor who has been detained for 18 months in Turkey went on trial Monday on terrorism and espionage charges, with prosecutors demanding a 35-year prison sentence. 50-year-old Richard Brunson told the court he rejects the allegations. Local media reports said he broke down in tears after being told by the court in the Aegean city of Izmir that he would have to remain in jail. The United States has repeatedly demanded that Brunson be released. 7 inmates have died during a riot at a prison in the southern state of South Carolina. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the fighting in the maximum security prison went on for hours.
The fighting broke out Sunday night among inmates at the Lee Correctional Institution in Bishopville. The South Carolina Department of Corrections says there were multiple altercations in 3 housing units. Emergency medical personnel were called in from around the region, and state law enforcement agents finally secured the prison about 3 o'clock this morning. There's no word on what set off the fighting. The maximum security facility houses about 1,500 inmates, including some of South Carolina's most violent and longest-serving offenders. I'm Ben Thomas.
An American woman has won the women's title at the Boston Marathon for the first time since 1985. Desiree Linden is a 2-time Olympian. She came in 2nd in the 2011 Boston Marathon. Japanese runner Yuki Kawauchi won the men's title Monday. It was his fourth marathon win this year, and the first time a runner from Japan has won the Boston Marathon since 1987. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.